Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me now, though, is Kenny Jacobs, who's CEO of DAA. They run Dublin and Cork airports. Kenny, you're welcome to the show.
Kieran, nice to be here.
You had your first public meeting with the new Minister for Transport, out with Eamon Ryan, in with Dara O'Brien. How did that go?
That was great. Look, we had a wonderful sunny day to showcase the solar field that we have at Dublin Airport that will be providing 20% of our electricity fields. I mean, he reiterated what's in the programme for government, that they're committed to removing the cap at Dublin Airport. That's great. We now need to see action and see that get done. The cap, for all intents and purposes, has become a bit of a zombie cap because the High Court 2 weeks ago decided that there's a winter stay or a pause on the cap at Dublin Airport. It's already been decided last year there's a summer stay on the cap. That means that the existence of the cap goes off to the European Court of Justice for its future to be determined. That's going to take about 18 to 24 months, I think. In the meantime, airlines will file for slots and we will manage the airport and do a very good job of managing the airport. The big thing that we also need to get on with is just speeding up planning, because the cap, it's a bit of a sideshow, as I call it, a zombie cap. The main thing is planning needs to go faster. We need to get building because there are airlines out there that want to come to Dublin, want to come to lots of airports in Ireland. We need to welcome them and give them slots, but also we need to build the capacity, because aviation and Dublin Airport is a massive driver of the Irish economy.
Well, the Planning Act we have is his baby as a former Minister for Housing. So what had he to say then about the issues you have with the planning system?
I think the fact that he was the Minister for Housing is a great advantage. I think the fact that he actually comes from that part of Dublin is a great advantage to the Minister. And he's certainly been very positive in the meeting yesterday and in the meeting that we had with him and the officials in town. So I think it's all the right sounds. We just want to see action come. There's lots to it, but the main thing is the cap getting lifted is not the main event here. It's speeding up planning.
And how can planning easily be speeded up from your point of view? So without restarting the entire process of kind of legislating for the planning system, which took several years.
So we've made a proposal to the government that one way you could do it is look at how the UK is doing it. They've created a centralised strategic infrastructure planning unit. They make decisions within 6 to 12 months rather than 3 to 5 years as we have here. That's a team of dedicated planning experts who only look at transportation infrastructure, and ultimately then in the UK the transport secretary, the minister, is the one who approves plans. So if you look at what has happened in Luton, Gatwick, what's happening in Heathrow, what's happened in Stansted, what's happened in London City Airport, the new Labour government in the UK is getting on with this. They're approving plans and it's done at the centre. That's one approach that I think we could look at here. In the meantime, one alternative is that our applications at a point in time would go directly to On Board Planola, and then ideally On Board Planola can deal with them faster. Ireland has a deficit when it comes to transportation infrastructure. It needs to be fixed, and Dublin Airport, I think, is top of the list.
What did he say to those proposals?
He's open to them. He wants to engage fully with all stakeholders. That's us, that's the local community, that is the airlines, that's all the representative groups, that's the local community, and he's having those meetings with
those
groups.
There might be an institution or a cultural reluctance to allow government ministers, politicians, to have any say in planning decisions again. We went down that road.
We were down that road, and maybe we've come too far now in the other direction, because things just aren't getting done and things aren't getting built, and we need them to. So I think this is a major issue for Ireland. It's not just housing. We need to build critical infrastructure, be it transportation, be it water treatment plants, faster, because it has been a problem and it needs to be dealt with.
Okay, so let's imagine you get what you want, and the planning system, when it comes certainly to Dublin Airport or critical infrastructure, as you describe it, is speeded up much more. What types of projects do you want to undertake out there?
So if you can picture Dublin Airport, what we ultimately want to get cracking with is building capacity that will make the terminals bigger and allow us to have more aircraft stands, more piers. So essentially, if you take Terminal 1, where we met the last time, which is mostly Ryanair, there we'll have another pier. We'll improve the terminal facilities. We'll go upstairs in a few different places and add new lounges, add new restaurant areas, but ultimately add more gates, add more stands that will allow more aircraft, and then do the same in Terminal 2.
What's the infrastructural passenger cap at the moment?
There's an operational passenger cap, which is how many passengers do we think we could take if we didn't have a restriction. Look, there'd be last year in 2024, there was about 150 days we had over 125,000 passengers. So if you do the maths on that, operationally we think we can take somewhere between 39 and 42 million passengers as it stands without building anything and without any traffic congestion.
How much could you build on to T1 and T2? To what extent could you expand just those two terminals before you start talking about a third terminal?
So I can see a Dublin airport, and we have a Dublin airport plan that we're working on that goes beyond the 40 million infrastructure application that we've lodged with Fingal, where the two terminals, you add additional piers. You have an underpass which then goes from the east side, which is T1 and T2, over to the west side of the terminal. And over there, on that part of the airfield, you would have remote piers. That's the way a lot of airports operate around the world.
Not a third terminal, it's a remote pier.
It's not a third terminal. There's a 60 million passenger version of Dublin Airport, but essentially we'd like to move on, passenger numbers being the currency in any airport's development. But you can see a 60 million passenger...
So you get to 60 without a third terminal?
You can get to 60 without a third terminal. Third terminals, for me, are pie in the sky. And the whole notion of, okay, well, let's pause everything and look at should we have a third terminal, is just going to add another decade of delays, which is what we don't need.
At the same time?
There isn't a need. Remember, on the west side of the airfield, you have nothing. You have the air navigation tower. You have a very, very small road. You would need to build public transportation. You'd need to build car parks over there. That's going to be a decade's of work to do that. You won't need that because you'll have the Metro North connecting up with Dublin Airport as the first connection that it will make. 36% of passengers are coming on the bus. I think we'll end up with 60% of passengers coming on the bus and the Metro at a point in time to the two terminals that will get bigger, but remote piers on the far side when it's a 60 million airport.
Are you not in danger of creating, as a transportation pinch points at the front of Dublin Airport, as it were, now, where T1 and T2 are, without a third terminal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, compare it to Heathrow. Heathrow's got two runways. It's got over 80 million passengers. We've got two runways. We're talking about potentially in 15 years' time, 60 million passengers. So I don't think we'll have congestion there. You know, we don't have the road congestion.
They've got much better transport links. We might never get the Metro.
They do.
I mean, there's talk about, I know that officially they're saying still 7 to 12 billion. The Department of Finance internally came out with a figure of up to 23 billion in worst case scenario. There is no way on God's green earth an Irish government could or even should sanction 12 children's hospitals on the way out to the airport.
But you could
build 12 children's hospitals and run across the rooftops to reach the airport.
I hope we do the Metro. Look, it's still the number one thing that you hear with people from around the world when they arrive in Dublin. How do you mean you have no big public transportation to get me downtown?
Is that true, though?
It is true. Look, if you go to Barcelona, lots of airports don't.
I know you people go to Barcelona. If you go to Melbourne, there isn't one. Now, they're building one, but they're building a spur off an existing rail line. Could we not? There's only fields between Dublin Airport and Clongriffin.
And we should have done Clongriffin absolutely a decade
ago. But why
don't
we just do that?
So do both. Do you know, I think part of the issue in Ireland is that we've been limited in the vision that we have. We have to take a 20-year view. And in that 60 million Dublin airport I'm describing, have the Metro, have the spur from Clongriffin to the same station, have more people taking the bus, put all the options there. But if we do what we sometimes do in Ireland, which says, you know, let's do nothing and analyse everything again. Hmm. We'll be having the same conversation in 10 years' time. And all that will happen will be all this fantastic aviation demand and the growth that it brings to the economy will go to places like Gatwick and Manchester.
And is there any appetite to do Clongriffin?
I hope there is. I think everything should be on the table. I mean, the Clongriffin could be done reasonably quickly.
Yeah.
It would provide a quick option, and do the Metro certainly would be the view that we would have.
Yeah. Anyway, we might come back to, I'm sure we will come back to talking about the Metro on another day. Can I ask about the appetite of people living in the community to a 60 million airport, a 60 million passenger airport? Because we spoke to Ian Carey yesterday. He's a local resident. He has been a local representative as well for the Green Party. And he was talking about the health implications of aircraft noise. Take a listen.
There's a growing body of evidence that aircraft noise is linked to a lot of health conditions, such as heart attack, stroke, and also mental health conditions such as stress and anxiety. And, you know, the WHO, as far back as 2018, was asking policymakers to strongly limit the impact of aircraft noise on communities. But in Ireland, we're moving in the opposite direction, and we're actually increasing the amount of people who are impacted by aircraft noise. And I think it's about time that has to change.
That is Ian Carey. That was Ian Carey. He spoke on the show yesterday. So he's amongst a group of residents, that part of Dublin, in North County Dublin, who are meeting on Thursday, I understand, and publishing this report that's going to detail how their lives have been upended by business at Dublin Airport. Do you have sympathy for them?
Look, I absolutely have sympathy for people that are impacted by noise at airports. And there is noise at airports. I would first say, look, that we started off the conversation talking about the hypothetical 60 million airport, which is decades away. So no one needs to be worried about that. We're still waiting for the approval of the 40 million application. This year we'll be close to 36 million passengers. The WHO guidelines that Ian referred to, I mean, they're quite extreme. They haven't been implemented anywhere. We've modelled that. And if they were implemented at Dublin Airport, 90% of the flights go, 90% of the passengers go, over 90% of the jobs and the economic impact from the airport go. So They haven't been tested. I think it's unlikely that an island economy off the periphery of Europe will ever get to implement them. Also, by the way, the buses and the trains and Dublin Port half of them would stop if you implemented those guidelines. So they're one extreme. I think the good news is facts like, 5 years ago, 5% of the aircraft that came and landed at Dublin Airport were new technology aircraft. So new technology aircraft were like the Boeing MAX and the Airbus Neo. The new aircraft have less emissions and about a third less noise. This summer in 2025, half of the aircraft landing at Dublin Airport will be new technology. That's the direction of travel. And in the coming decades, as we're building to a 60 million Dublin Airport, aircraft will get quieter. There will be new technology coming to the into the engines to power those aircraft. And airports like ourselves will continue to actively engage with the community. If I take the past number of years, we've spent over 20 million so far buying homes, insulating homes. And I think in the next 5 years, that 20 million will probably get over 40 million. So we take it very, very seriously. We are a good neighbour and we'll continue to engage. There's about 600 people have complained about noise. Unique people have complained about noise. We actively are meeting them and we want to get their feedback. Very importantly, since the North Runway opened up, about half the households that were impacted by noise are no longer impacted because we now have flights going that way rather than over Santry and Beaumont and Whitehall. And that's a good thing. Look, you can never do more and our appetite is to do more. And we'll continue to listen, continue to engage, continue to buy homes, insulate homes, monitor for noise, penalise airlines with old engines and incentivise airlines that are producing less noise.
Steve, who's listening in the Isle of Man, says you need to move to a single terminal model like Stockholm or Amsterdam. Somebody else suggests that we're going to have our own flying cars before you get to 60 million. So that plan doesn't come to anything. But let me just put one final point to you because it's been made by a couple of different people. Why are DAA not looking more seriously at expanding capacity at Cork Airport? It's not that far in the grand scheme of things from Dublin.
And we couldn't be more serious about that. We've got a master plan that goes further ahead than we've ever had in Cork. That terminal has been there for over 15 years now. But we've a master plan and we're working with Cork City Council about really expanding Cork Airport so that it can become a 5 to 6 million airport. So I'm from Cork myself. I'm down there all the time. We're going to make Cork Airport absolutely fantastic.
Kenny Jacobs, CEO of DAA, running Dublin and Cork Airports. Kenny, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.